Welcome to the Bridge Association of Realtors podcast, where we spotlight Bay Area Realtor members and affiliates and share information about how the association can better serve our members. I'm your host, Declan Spring. Today, I'm chatting with Felicia Maris-Villa, the 2023 president of Bridge Association of Realtors. Felicia and I take a look at the Bridge Association of Realtors calendar, and we dive into it and we highlight some upcoming events. And we hope to see you at one of the many events organized for your benefit by the Bridge Association of Realtors. I am here with Felicia Maris-Villa, our esteemed president for 2023. How's your summer going, Felicia?
It has been a busy one. I've hardly been home. I've done a lot of traveling. So I'm excited to be back for the fall and the winter and just, you know, actually work in my business a bit. It's been a lot of vacationing, which has been really nice.
Yeah, well, I know you had your honeymoon. So
yes. Yeah, Amsterdam and Copenhagen.
Right.
Yep. And then I got back and went to Alaska, which was great.
Wow.
Spent a little bit of time in Tahoe.
Yes, of course.
We have to vacation when we can, right?
If
business is going a little bit slower, it's the perfect opportunity to travel a bit.
Yeah, well, I mean, speaking of slower, I read a stat the other day that seemingly July, talking about like a historically low inventory, July was the lowest month of inventory like ever. So I think the MLS went digital in 1996, and that's when the records go back reliably. And there's never been a month like this July 2023.
Wow.
As far as inventory in the Inner East Bay and our local MLS. So it's been shockingly quiet.
That'll explain why all of the buyers are kind of like on the sidelines, right? Everybody's just waiting for something to pop up that piques their interest.
Yeah. And dealing with these horrendous rate hikes that we're not done with yet. But we're probably on the edge of rates coming down next year, you know.
And we try to, you know, tell our clients like, hey, when interest rates drop, there's going to be so many people jumping into the market at that time.
You're
going to have a lot more competition than what you are now.
That's right.
But
values will go up. I know it's hard to believe.
Price points are going to go up.
They will. Yeah, they'll go up. And, you know, and anyone who's purchased, what do they say? That's you buy the property, but you rent the rate, you know, and folks who did their buying this summer will just refi down. They'll be sitting pretty.
Yep.
It's amazing. It's been an amazing year. But we have a lot going on with the association. I can't believe it. So I haven't had a podcast for the association since middle of June, I want to say. And so
it's nice to have a little break.
It's
good to be back. I'm glad you're back. And the association's been super busy. We have a lot going on, a lot on the schedule.
Yeah. Let's talk about all of that. Let's catch up on what's happening at the association. I want to talk first about the caravan, because I know that we really want to understand if this is going to work or not. This is Bridge Association trying to provide some service, especially in light of recent efforts toward realtor safety, right? So
exactly.
So the idea was to start doing a more sort of traditional caravan.
Yeah, like let's carpool together.
Yeah.
During a tour day, we'll go out, see a bunch of houses together, make some new friends.
Yeah.
Safety in numbers.
Yeah.
So this was the response that Bridge had to some of our safety incidents. And we're hoping that more members will come and meet with us on Thursday mornings at 9:30 a.m. at the association.
Okay.
We'll have coffee there.
Okay.
We'll have other agents there that you can chit chat with and network with.
Yeah.
And then we'll share a ride. You know, we'll all hop in a car and go out and tour.
Right.
So it's a great opportunity to not only make more friends, but to see what the inventory is and to go out and tour in person so that you look super educated in front of your clients, like you've seen everything on the market.
Yeah. And you know, you're with other people who may have seen other homes that you haven't seen. And of course, the conversation, it will be super helpful. So I really appreciate that that Bridge is doing this and trying to put this together. I think it started like right in the middle of the summer.
Yeah. And, you know, a lot of people were traveling, so it was kind of hard to get people through. But I have a feeling with more listings popping up, hopefully this fall, we'll have a lot more agents interested in getting out there and touring. So We're hoping to see more people show up for our Thursday caravan.
Okay, so anything that Felicia and I mention here There'll be links. Just go to the liner notes for the podcast or the show notes, and we'll have links for everything. So this one we're really, really hopeful will be a benefit to people. Thursday Broker Open Caravan from the training center. And September is right around the corner, and we usually get a bump in inventory. So let's get the caravan going. And we'd love your feedback on this caravan as well, because we just think it's a really great opportunity.
Right. We know that people will love it if they show up.
Yeah.
But yeah, we got to get them there first for us to be able to maintain doing this every week.
Yeah, it's gotten really hard since the pandemic to get people out doing things together. You know?
I miss it so much. I want us to feel like a tight community. You know, I want our agents and our members to know each other, to get to know each other, to, you know, sell houses together, to support each other's businesses, to talk about what's going on in the market. It just makes such a big difference when you actually have friends who do the same job as you.
Yeah. So come on out, people. Let's go. Thursday Broker Open Caravan, 9:30 at the training center. Okay. What else we got going on? Oh, the Raw Group. So every fourth Friday at 11 a.m. I know you were attending, and this is, tell us about Raw Group again.
Yeah, it's honestly made such a big difference for me. So the Raw Group is a confidential space for agents and our affiliate members to get together, talk about the issues that they're facing, what's going on in your personal life, your business life, the things that you're struggling with. It's made a huge difference for me personally, just because nobody really understands what we go through as agents besides other agents.
Yeah.
So having that support group of other professionals that you can really lean on and know that anything that you share in that space is going to be completely confidential.
Right.
We have like a core group of people who are showing up every month, and it's been really good for our relationships to feel connected to each other, to know that we have somebody who cares, who's going to listen, who's not going to judge. It makes so much of a difference. And I really hope that other people start coming. It's been really great for those that have been showing up. So please come chit chat with us.
And make those connections, you know, because the support of our community, as you said, nobody really understands what we go through. And this year is difficult. I mean, every year in real estate, there's challenges, right? It's either too fast or too slow. I mean, but there are challenges this year. So I do hope people will show up. When's the next fourth Friday?
August 24th at 11 a.m.
Hold on. I thought it was on Fridays.
Oh, shoot. I said it wrong. This Friday, August 25th at 11 a.m.
Okay. Great, great, great. And you will be there.
I'll be there.
I think that's great. Okay. I'm definitely going to go to one of those as well. I'm going to Ireland next week.
Ooh.
Yeah, for my mother's big 80th birthday.
Oh, and wonderful.
And so I may need support when
How
I get back.
Sweet.
To deal with that. So, okay, Raw Group. What else is coming up? Let's see, there's a Power Hour. I want to talk about this Power Hour on August 30th.
So the Power Hour is presented by the Housing Committee this month. They're going to be going over down payment assistance programs and grants for first-time homebuyers, which is so helpful for us to learn about, especially right now as it's even more difficult than ever to purchase a property.
Yeah.
So I'm really excited to be attending that on August 30th at the association from 12 to 1:30. And I believe lunch will be provided, which is always nice.
That's always nice. And this is, I think this is either register on Zoom or you can be there in person, right?
So yeah, you have the option. Yeah, but if you come in person, then you get to have lunch.
Yeah, there you go.
And it's free to our members. So this is a really good opportunity to learn about what grants are out there for your clients and really, become the expert for first-time homebuyers. It's so important.
Right, because it comes up all the time. You know, people are
always asking. People are always asking what first-time homebuyer programs are out there. So it's something that we have to be constantly educating ourselves on.
I couldn't agree more. Okay. And then we were going to talk a little about Realtor Safety Day. Of course, this year there's been a lot of emphasis on safety this year because it's been a difficult year, right?
It has. So we are having a live stream on September 7th for Realtor Safety Day. There's going to be some hosts there talking about cyber safety, personal safety, and of course, realtor safety. That's going to be from 10 to 12.
Okay.
And there is a link on the website. And of course, in the show notes.
Okay. Yeah. And it's a very important conversation. And we just have to keep this safety top of mind at all times.
And we've been doing the best that we can at the association, you know, trying to find resources for people. Our staff is working behind the scenes to find some sort of safety devices that we could provide to our members,
right.
So that they feel safe while they're out there doing their job day in, day out. We recently had a public safety event over Zoom, and we met with local police officers from Oakland and Berkeley.
Right.
They provided us with updates on what they're doing to keep, you know, to enhance safety in the cities that we serve.
Mm-hmm.
It was a really good update. It was also awesome because a lot of the folks in the audience got to ask questions,
mm-hmm.
and I feel like that was really helpful. So if you're interested in seeing that, we do have a recording online where you can go back and watch this really insightful event with Oakland and Berkeley police officers.
Well, let's talk about the prior event recordings, because this is a revelation to me, actually, that all of these events that are, you know, that are done virtually or even hybrid events, there's this terrific page at the Bridge Association Realtors website called Prior Event Recordings. And, you know, here I am, I'm looking at it right now, and there you are, August 9th, 2023, public safety in the East Bay. There's your face, and that's an hour and 15 minutes, and anyone can watch it at any time. And there's a whole bunch of other stuff in here, like I'm just noticing right now. From July 18th, there's the buyer-broker agreement class, and there's been a lot of buzz around this year as well. And that's something I need to look at. So this prior event recordings page is really, really cool. And as I said, it was a revelation to me.
Well, yeah. Look, so if you're ever bored and you don't know what to work on, go click on the resources tab on the Bridge website and then scroll down to prior event recordings, and you'll find a bunch of info in there. Lots of videos of some of our past events.
Right. There's one from Ursi Joyner. It's tips from a retired Oakland police officer. So that's kind of interesting. And essential diversity and fair housing tips for your business. That looks like Farrah Wilder. This is a great library of stuff. And I'm just really pleased that I discovered it today. I feel like a bit of an idiot, but there we go. Okay. Let's talk about another really important event that's coming up, and it's the 21st year, right, for the 5K walk, which is going to take place this year.
On October 7th.
There you go.
From 8 a.m. to 11.
All right.
And that is supporting the Oral Lee Brown Foundation, as we do every year. It's a big tradition here at the Bridge Association of Realtors. And we want to encourage all the brokerages out there, maybe make a team, you know, maybe show up in matching t-shirts.
Yes.
Maybe bring your furry friend with you and walk around the lake, get some exercise, meet up with other members, have some fun.
Absolutely.
And if you want to become a sponsor, that's another option. Get your name out there. And the deadline to apply for that sponsorship is September 22nd.
Yeah. So again, the walk itself is October 7th from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. I did it last year. It was really great. And I was walking with Red Oak people, and we had t-shirts made up for everybody in our group. So really, really enjoyed it too. And it's nice to do the entire lake, you know, just walk around Lake Merritt fully. I really enjoyed it. And we had some good chats that day. So hopefully we'll get some people out for the 21st anniversary 5K walk for education. That would be great. We have a new board as well, right?
Yes.
It's kind of exciting.
It's so wild that 2023 has passed by so quickly.
Yeah.
Everybody was telling me that the year is just going to fly by, and they were not lying. So we recently had our election, and we have a brand new 2024 board of directors. So we want to give a shout out to those folks who are going to be, some of them will be serving for the first time. Some of them are going to be serving for the last time.
Mm.
It will be my last year on the board, at least for a little while. I will be the immediate past president. And we want to give a huge congratulations to the 2024 president, who is Lisa Dukelis-Mitchner, a personal friend of mine. She is amazing. So the association is going to be in wonderful hands with her.
Great.
And then we have Ebony Smith, who's the 2024 president-elect, which means she'll be the president in 2025. very exciting. And Jordan Lento, who you had on the podcast before.
Yeah.
He is going to be the 2024 treasurer. So he's going to be handling the finances for the association.
Okay, great. No better person for that role.
We are so lucky to have these folks in leadership.
Yeah.
It is a beautiful, diverse group of people from all sorts of different backgrounds with different experience levels. And the association is going to be in really good hands for 2024.
Yeah. And just like a sneak behind the scenes, you guys all get together at some point, you know, in the last few months of the year.
Yeah. We do like a warm handoff where we train them, you know, we give them all of our secrets.
Yeah.
and then they take the reins.
Yeah. Isn't that great?
It's great.
Yeah. And how's your year been? I mean, here we are, it's almost September. I know you said it just flew by.
Yeah.
But are you pleased?
I am. You know, I feel like we really focused on several different things this year. You know, getting Raw Group up and running was a huge thing that was started last year, and we've continued it, and it's, in my opinion, has become a huge success.
Yeah.
Just because the impact that it's made on the individuals who do show up every meeting. And yeah, there's been a lot of traveling. There's been, you know, our members have had certain needs, like the safety stuff that was popped up. We jumped on that really quickly. So we had to stay nimble this year. You know, there was some things I feel like that we wanted to work on that became, you know, not as important once there were some major issues that we were facing that we needed to address.
Okay.
So, I think, yeah, staying nimble, going with the flow, you know, adjusting to the members' needs as needed.
Right, right.
was a big thing. So I just can't believe it's flown by, and now we're getting towards the end of the year, and we're going to finish out strong. Of course, we have some travel coming up that we'll be doing and representing our area. We've made a lot of connections with other presidents and other markets. That's been very interesting to like meet with them. I meet with other presidents once a month. Mm-hmm. And we get updates on what they're working on. So we get to share ideas, and that's been awesome. So it's been a really great year in terms of what the association has done. And hopefully we can continue that in 2024.
Yeah. Thank you for everything you've done so far.
Thank you for starting this amazing podcast.
Well, the podcast, you know, people are listening, and hopefully they'll start to, you know, be more involved now. Because, you know, so... Yeah, having been president, or you're still president, I know that you're just constantly trying to provide benefits and services to our members. I just want to ask you candidly, where's the struggle there for you, where you're, you know, where you're trying to really provide membership benefits, and you just maybe just feeling like people aren't taking the association up on the benefits that are available.
Yeah, you know, coming into this year, I realized that a huge issue that we had was the communication, right? Yeah. So that was something that we highly wanted to focus on, which is why, you know, we're doing this podcast in hopes that this reaches more people. We've done a lot more in-person events this year after listening to members say that they wanted more in-person events.
Right.
So we're doing what we can to get the word out about those things. And I think where the issue is that people are struggling to get back out there in person.
Yeah.
They're excited when they hear about the event, but then they just don't show up.
Right.
So it's been, I think that's been the biggest struggle. And then, you know, our committees work so hard to put these events on. They have to find speakers, location, food. They have to get the marketing materials out. There's a lot of work that goes on behind the scenes.
Right.
And I feel for these committees that are struggling to get people to show up after they've done all of this work. So in order for us to really continue providing all of these resources and events and get-togethers, we're going to need people to show up. Otherwise, we're just, you know, taking time from our committee members and their lives and their businesses.
Right. Well, to our listeners, you know, I would just say you all get the, you know, the upcoming events and classes newsletters or e-newsletters from Bridge. And what we're talking to you about today is all of the events that you'll find if you open that email.
And, if you open it, yeah. I know the newsletter can be daunting for some people because they look at it and they're like, wow, there's just so much going on.
Yes.
But I think that's a good thing, right? Like there is a lot going on. You can pick and choose what you feel connected to.
Yes.
And then if you're ever confused about when things are, the Bridge calendar on the website is very easy to read. It's just a simple calendar with links to all of the flyers, the event info, where you need to sign up, where you need to show up. So that's always a great resource too.
Yeah. I think, you know, this podcast for me has been useful in that I've had to learn more about what is available as a membership, you know, benefit. And so now, you know, because I'm doing the podcast, I'll sit down at once every couple of weeks and I'll really go through what's coming up. And it's kind of joyful, to be honest, when you open the door to all of this support that's available.
Yeah.
And you realize that there is this support and there's a lot going on. And we just have to, you know, lean into it.
Mm-hmm. And we do it for you guys because we love you guys. We love our members. We want to see you. We want to meet you. We want to hear what you're struggling with. We want to hear what you're succeeding at. And we just want to support you.
There you go. So, okay, well, listen, thank you for sitting down with me for this.
Thank you, Declan.
First podcast of the new season.
I appreciate all your work on this podcast. It's been really fun to listen to the episodes. And we're going to get some marketing materials out for the past episodes.
Okay.
And do that moving forward.
I'm excited to see what you come up with there. Yeah, I'll keep doing this. We'll try and do once a week. Might be every other week occasionally. But if anybody out there, you know, has a specific idea for a guest for the show, please just reach out to me, Declan Spring at Declan@redoakrealty.com. Or you can just call me 415-446-8591. If you're a member and you have a specific need a reason to be on the podcast, please let me know. I want to talk to you. And if you need to reach out to Felicia Maris Villa, Felicia, why don't you tell people your phone number and how to reach you again?
Sure. You can call me or text me at 510-375-2344.
All right. And we really sincerely hope that you'll check the liner notes of the podcast, the show notes, and really attend one of the events that we've mentioned here today. Okay. We wish you well until the next podcast. Take care, everybody. Take care, Felicia.
All right, guys. Bye.
Let's do the credits. I'm your host, Declan Spring. Please reach out to me at 415-446-8591 with comments or suggestions, or you can email me at declan@redoakrealty.com. Thanks to Divine Alara, CEO of Bridge Association of Realtors, and the staff at Bridge Association, and our current Bridge AOR president, Felicia Maris Villa, for making the show possible. Thank you to Chuck Lindo for the podcast music, chucklindomusic@gmail.com, and Lisa Mazur for our graphics, lisamazurdesign.com. Catch you on the next podcast, everybody. And in the meantime, please like the show and subscribe on whatever platform you're listening to us on, and share with your industry friends and anybody else who might be interested.